Senate Minority Leader Steve Hensin said Governor Deal and bill sponsors are trying to kick the ball out of their court in an election year.
We did not take charge by the legislature of the ACA, Affordable Care Act, or the expansion 3 years ago. We didn't do it 4 years ago. We didn't do it 2 years ago. We didn't do it last year. We're doing it this year for politics.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Senator Jason Carter also accused Governor Deal of passing the buck and playing politics with the health of Georgia residents.
Why is it that the governor wants to wash his hands of this responsibility? And the answer is that as these rural hospitals close over the summer, they want to be able to say it's not their fault. Nothing I can do about it because the legislature has to make this decision.
But Republican Senate floor leader Charlie Bethel rose to the governor's defense.
To say that Governor Deal is not addressing this issue clearly and forcefully and putting forth a position is really disingenuous at best.
And this was how Deal spokesman Brian Robinson responded.
This has tremendous budgetary implications. It only makes sense that the legislature, given by our Constitution the power to set the budget, have a say in something so important to the budget. Jason Carter is saying that he doesn't want to take a vote on this as a state senator. That's wrong.
Last week, the governor said he was fine with the bill. Deal turned down Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, saying it would cost the state more than $2 billion over 10 years. But supporters of expansion argue the federal government will pick up 100% of the expansion costs for the first 3 years and 90% after that. They also say it would aid rural hospitals by turning many uninsured patients into paying ones. The bill was introduced last week and is yet to be voted on. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.